Chapter 7 At the King's Palace. Although Glumdalclitch tried to make things as comfortable as possible for me, such an exhausting life was beginning to have a bad effect on my health. I was becoming thinner and thinner. When my master noticed this, he thought I would not live much longer. But it was clear that he wanted to make as much money out of me as he could. While he was thinking how to do this, he was asked to bring me to the palace. The queen and her ladies had heard about me and wanted to see me. When we arrived in front of the queen, I fell on my knees and begged to be allowed to kiss her foot. But she kindly held out her hand to me. I took her little finger in both my arms and put it very politely to my lips. She seemed very pleased with me, and finally she said, "Would you enjoy living here in the palace, do you think?" "Great queen," I answered, "I must do what my master wants, but if I were free, I would want to spend my whole life obeying your orders." She immediately arranged to buy me from my master. He was delighted to receive a good price for me, especially as he felt sure I would not live longer than a month. I also begged the queen to let Glumdalclitch stay with me, because she had always taken such good care of me. The queen agreed, and Glumdalclitch could not hide her happiness.